Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Ledger Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Please go to MyPillow.com and enter LEDGER in the promo code box for up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com and enter LEDGER in the promo code box. The Ledger Report is also brought to you by Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com/ledger for a natural homeopathic way to relieve nagging chronic pain. Or call 833-425-7246. 833-425-7246 for Relief Factor pain relief. And by Beverly Hills Precious Metals Exchange. Inflation is going through the roof. Graham Ledger owns gold and silver, and you should consider it too. Go to bh-pm.com, bh-pm.com, or call 866-3-GOLD-25, 866-3-GOLD-25 for Beverly Hills Precious Metals Exchange. Thank you.
All right, Mr. News. Hit! Next on the Ledger Report, Marxist critical race theory. Right here, right now, the truth, the facts. Stand by. The doors to the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in, so sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
I am Michelle Lee, the very proud first vice president of Bayhurst County NAACP. So let's meet and remain steadfast in speaking truth, tearing down double standards, and refuting double talk. Let's not allow any double downing on lies. Let's prepare our children for a world they deserve. Let's deny this off-key band of people that are anti-education, anti-teacher, anti-equity, anti-history, anti-racial reckoning, anti-opportunities, anti-health people, anti-diversity, anti-platform, anti-science, anti-change agent, anti-social justice, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-LGBTQ+, anti-children, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-environment, anti-emissions policy change, anti-inclusion, anti-live and let live people. Let them die. Don't let these uncomfortable people. Don't let these uncomfortable people deter us from our bold march forward. Thank you.
Stop the tape. So we're anti-teacher, anti-equity, No, I'll tell you what we are, Ms. Leet of Fairfax County, Virginia, proud first vice president of the NAACP and a member of the PTA, which really is an arm. Unfortunately, I served on the PTA and when my daughter was in, and it was a joke. All we were was a rubber stamp, a foil, if you will, unpaid for the teachers union, which often worked hand in glove with the board of education. It was a waste of time, absolute waste of time. So I ended up running for the school board and got hammered by the teachers union, painted me out to be this pro-constitutionalist wacko. Isn't that crazy? I'm a pro-constitutionalist wacko. But I'll tell you what we're anti. People who are opposing and raising all of these red flags about critical race theory and all of its offshoots. And I want to dive into what is critical race theory. This is important that when you discuss this, you understand the underpinnings of critical race and you understand the tenets of critical race. I'm not going to dive too deep in it. I want to dive deep enough so you understand exactly what we're talking about here. So when you encounter a nutcase, anti-constitutionalist, anti-free market, anti-individual liberty person like this Michelle Leet of Fairfax County, Virginia, you know how to argue. You know the truth. You're armed with the truth. She has a microphone. She has a megaphone. And she lists all these anti that she's accusing us of. No, there's one thing that we are in this critical race. And that is we are anti-Marxists. And this is what you need to take away. One of the main tenets of this program right now is the takeaway is that it is, I put the moniker Marxist before critical race because that's what it is. It's born of Marxism, communism, with this antithetical to who and what we are as Americans. Marxists, like this woman, want to destroy the very fabric, the very culture, the very history, the very constitution of this republic. And so this is one of our fights. Critical race, you could consider it a distraction. And this is how the liberal progressive Marxist model works. Sure, there's always a boogeyman, right? We've talked about this many, many times. There's always a bad guy. There's always a crisis. And so in this case, it's not so much a crisis, it's more of a bad guy. And bad guys are me. People with what they call white skin. Last I checked, I don't have white skin. It's disgusting to me to talk about Americans this way, as white or yellow. Somebody used that term the other day to describe Asians, and this person was Asian. And I said, yellow? it's bizarro to me. Black? Blacks aren't black. Whites aren't white. Latinos are Latinx, I still don't know what that means. They're not brown. It's disgusting. We should have shed this decades ago in this country. We never should have even been talking this way. And it's because of the left we're talking this way. It's because of the radicals. It's because of the Marxists that we're talking about skin color. And people ask me, you know, when they start going down that rabbit hole of skin color, I say, I don't look at Americans that way. I don't look at my daughter as some sort of multiracial person, which is technically to the radical Marxist left, that's what she is. I look at her as my daughter who's not listening to me ever. Okay? Boy or girl, and there's only two genders, I'm sorry to break the news to my daughter's generation, there's only two genders, boy or girl, whatever the hell her skin color is, whatever color her hair is going to be, she's my daughter, and that's the way I look at her. I love her. I've told her that. She could grow a third arm and four more eyeballs, and I would still love her. But I don't look at her as part Italian or part Asian or part whatever. I look at her as my child who needs to listen to her dad. That's it, period, okay? But critical race is in the same arena. It's important to understand this because this falls under the Marxist umbrella. Critical race is in the same arena as climate change, same arena as open borders, same arena as massive debt that the radicals and unfortunately too many Republicans are allowing to pile up in Washington, D.C. All of this is designed to do one thing and one thing only, and that is destroy the United States of America, destroy your future, undermine who and what we are as a country, as a free market, as the beacon of hope around the world for countries to attain what the United States has attained. I asked this question the other day, and my friends looked at me dumbfounded. And it's this, why haven't other countries just taken the United States Constitution, carbon copied it, or photocopied it, whatever we say now, and used it as a building block for a new country? You know, there's no doubt this is the greatest country on the planet, right? There's no doubt that we led the world in the Industrial Revolution, which allowed us to be where we are today. So why wouldn't other countries follow suit? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Other countries realize we've done tremendous things in the last 100, 150 years or so. And we've laid a foundation for liberty for all people who come to America and live in America. But they don't want it that way. Fidel Castro wanted to have his people under his thumb. Kim Jong-un and his dad and his grandfather wanted to have people under his thumb. In Russia, they're not free. They've moved a little bit more toward the free markets, but they're not free. And they're not. Russia didn't take our, when the USSR fell, what a great opportunity to take our constitution and say, here, paste it into Russia. Didn't happen. Doesn't happen with these countries that are third world countries. For example, Honduras. Why doesn't Honduras just simply take the United States Constitution and impose it on the people, impose on a good way? Because the people in power don't want to relinquish their power. That's why. So the United States still stands as this beacon. But understand the critical race and climate change and open borders and the debt and on and on and on are all cut out of the same cloth. And it's the same Marxist cloth. Yes, some of it is designed to distract, but it's the shotgun approach that the Marxists in this country always use. They take a shotgun blast with all of these issues and they hope that X amount will stick. And it has. And it's worked rather beautifully over the last few decades, especially. I want to remind you, this program is brought to you by Relief Factor. I just took some Relief Factor because Grammy did something at the gym, again, that Grammy used to do in his 20s and 30s, but apparently can't do now, and just wrenched the hell out of my lower back. And so I took Relief Factor, and I feel better already. It's a great alternative to popping pills, to popping ibuprofen and painkillers and the like. This is a natural homeopathic way to deal with pain. 833-425-7246. I'll go to relieffactor.com/ledger. relieffactor.com/ledger. And they'll hook you up with a less than $20 3-week quick start. I use it. It's less than a dollar a day. Also brought to you by MyPillow. And Mike Lindell has a 6-piece towel set for $39.99, which is normally more than $100 on the radio listener special. So you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the radio listener special. $39.99. Now, I went to a state university, so it takes me a little while to do the math. But 6-piece towel set for $39.99 is a little more than $6 a towel. You know, maybe $6.25 or $6. I didn't run the numbers, okay? $6.50, say. That's pretty cheap for a beautiful cotton towel. They're also still running the 2-for-1 Giza sheets with free shipping. And when you go to MyPillow, you got to put Ledger in the promo code box, L-E-D-G-E-R. I want to remind you, I have my shirts over here, but if I reach, number one, I'll fall out of the frame, and number two, I may not get up because my back is so screwed up. But remember, just picture me holding up a shirt here right now. $45.24. They're on sale right now. I have some limited supply. I'm having supply chain issues because of COVID, you know. It's why you wait 5 hours on the phone. They put you on a, we're understaffed because of COVID. Does anybody believe that? But $45.24 on the website, and also the Ledger Register. Would you like to add gold, silver to your portfolio to guard against the Biden DC swamp and inflation? If you didn't watch the previous Ledger report, please do. It's not just a sales job. This is something that I take very seriously, and I take care of my own portfolio. And if you don't have gold and silver, forget about crypto, okay? I tell my daughter, you want to have fun in the cryptocurrency? Go ahead. You know, I know people are making money on that. Where it's going to be 10 years from now, I don't know. It's never going to be the currency of the United States. It's never going to be the world currency. It's not a currency. It's a commodity. And don't send me hate emails because you don't like what I said, but it's the truth. If you want to invest in crypto, that's fine. But crypto didn't exist 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 years ago, did it? Did it? No, but gold did. Silver did. And they ain't going away. And in times of trouble, this is how you balance out your portfolio. So, critical race. What is important to know? What these people with critical race have done, and again, this is very, very important. The foundation of critical race is Marxism. And what they've done is they've replaced the classes, which, of course, you know, Marx had the proletariat and the bourgeoisie always in conflict, and Marx ostensibly was trying to tear down the bourgeoisie and take their money and give it to the proletariat, right? So in Critical Race, what they have done is they have replaced the class clash, if you will, with race. It's that simple. These people are not that smart. Didn't take a hell of a lot of thinking to do that, but that's what they did. So race is the focal point. And that some people in the United States, we're just talking the United States, although this could be applied anywhere in the world, and you could flip it around if you want. But in this case, of course, it's the evil white slaveholders who built this country, according to these people. And because you have, quote, white skin, which again, just makes my skin crawl to say that. I don't have white skin. But for the sake of this moment and this argument, because you have, you are bad. This is out of a Des Moines Register, I want to quote, op-ed that was written not too long ago. CRT has two common themes. First, that white supremacy maintains power through the law, and second, that the relationship between the law and racial power must be transformed. Okay, so this is why I have been screaming at these Republicans who are supporting, and including Donald Trump. And I love Donald Trump, but this is a huge mistake. This so-called prison reform, this so-called law enforcement reform, this so-called reform that they're allegedly superimposing on all of our law enforcement in this country, it's effectively this. It's reducing sentences and letting criminals out of jail. And they're basing it on skin color again. It's crazy. It's absolute crazy. And if you look at what's going on in New York and you ask the cops on the beat, they'll tell you, yeah, we have a rising crime problem because they're letting criminals out of jail. You know, most recently it was because of COVID, ostensibly, right? What in the hell? Because of COVID? What about the flu? What about AIDS? Get AIDS in jail? That's a death sentence, according to some people. Fortunately, it's not. We know that. But you know my point. It's all baloney. But it's all cut of the same cloth. And this so-called criminal justice reform is part of Critical Race. And Republicans and conservatives don't fall for it. Stick to the law. We are a country built of laws, born of the United States Constitution. The rule of law in this country is paramount. Critical Race wants to destroy the rule of law under the auspices that it's bad because white people came up with the law. I mean, this is cuckoo thinking. Absolute cuckoo thinking. Law is law. And if you don't like it, then you got two choices. You can break the law and you can end up going to jail, or you can live under the law and be a good citizen, if you will. I guess you got a third choice. You could leave. But of course, Critical Race doesn't give you that option. Critical Race wants to tear down the law, wants to tear down the United States Constitution. Critical Race writings advocate the view that separation and reparations should be a form of foreign aid for black nationalists. Some CRT writers even say that being white, think about this, that just being white is a form of property that whites alone possess, and that the white skin of some Americans is like owning a piece of property, making achieving the American dream less likely if you are white. And this is just so difficult for any kind of just normal American to wrap their head around. But yes, Critical Race is saying that because of the color of my skin, I possess something that a black person or an Asian person or a Hispanic person doesn't. That is an attack on the very principles, the founding documents of this country. The Declaration of Independence, all men and women are created equal. This is saying, no, they're not. Because the white people came up with the laws and equity. equality and equity. You've got to understand the nomenclature here. And you and I have to take back the nomenclature. Quit using equity. Equity is not what this country is about. Equality under the law is what this country is about. So hit them back. Hit them back when they say we need equity. Equity to these people, critical race, is to take from the white people and give to the black people. You just heard it. Reparations and separation. Reparations and separation. They want to have their own little country, basically. Their own little fiefdom. But unfortunately, they are imposing their own little fiefdom on millions and millions of Americans. And many of these companies that we do business with on a daily basis are involved. And God bless a gentleman by the name of David Johnson, who works at Hasbro, who came forward to speak with our friends at Project Veritas to expose what's going on at Hasbro. Roll tape.
My name is David Johnson. I'm a packaging engineer for Hasbro currently.
And why did you decide to come to Project Veritas?
I decided to come to Project Veritas because I opposed the indoctrination of children that they wanted to push. And I felt that more people needed to know about it.
How are they indoctrinating children?
They are attempting to covertly push CRT, critical race theory, through branding and messaging.
Stop tape. Stop tape. Okay, so Hasbro is covertly putting messaging in their branding. God knows what they're coming up with. You know, little games that say white people are bad and black people and brown people and yellow people are better and that white people have been systemically racist. Who knows what the hell they're coming up with? But we need to know this. We also need to know the other companies that are supporting Black Lives Matter and supported the rioting in the summer of 2020 and are supporting critical race. Now, I'm going to show you a list of companies. It's going to take me about 3 minutes to go through. So get your pencils and pens out. And I'm going to repeat this at the end of the program. And then you can replay it as much as you want. This is a list of about 160 companies. It's only a partial list that I kind of cleaned up so we could have the best of the best or the worst of the worst here. These are companies that either have supported Black Lives Matter or still do support Black Lives Matter or some sort of critical race or some sort of a Marxist attack on themselves. And this is the part that's difficult for me to understand. Why would these companies like Coca-Cola support the destruction of the very free markets that allows their companies to function and flourish? So here is this dirty dozen times 11 or 12 list of companies that you want to potentially not do business with. 23andMe, the Oscars, doesn't surprise you, Adidas, Airbnb, Alaska Airlines, Amazon, American Airlines, American Express, American Apparel, Armani, AT&T, Barnes & Noble, Bank of America, Bayer, Ben & Jerry's, BMW, Burger King, Cadillac, Cartoon Network, Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, Chips Ahoy, Cisco, Citigroup, Coca-Cola, there they are, CVS, DHL, Dell, DirecTV, remember that one? Disney, of course, Dollar Shave, Doritos, eBay, ESPN, of course, FedEx, Fila, Fitbit, Foot Locker, Fox, GameSpot, Gatorade, General Motors, GoDaddy, Goldman Sachs, GoFundMe, Google, GoPro, Gorilla Glue, Habitat for Humanity, HBO, Hershey's, Home Depot, Honda, Hulu, Humana, IBM, IKEA, IMAX, Intel, Kickstarter, Lego, Levi's, Lexus, LinkedIn, L'Oreal, Lowe's, Lucky Brand, Louis Vuitton, Lyft, Madden NFL, Marvel Entertainment, MasterCard, Mattel, McDonald's, Mercedes-Benz, MetLife, Metropolitan Opera, Microsoft, NASCAR, Netflix, New Balance, New York Life, the National Football League, National Hockey League, Nickelodeon, Nike, Nintendo, Nordstrom, North Face, Old Spice, Oreo, Paramount Pictures, PepsiCo, Pfizer, PlayStation, Popeye's Chicken, Pop-Tarts, Porsche, Pringles, Procter & Gamble, Puma, Qualcomm, Quicken Loans, Red Lobster, Reebok, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Rice Krispies, Ritz, Salesforce, Sesame Street, look out, Showtime, Snapchat, Sony, Spotify, Starbucks, of course, Subway, Taco Bell, Target, TBS, Ticketmaster, Tide, there's your TikTok, ladies and gentlemen, T-Mobile, Twitter, Uber, Uber Eats, UGG, Under Armour, United Health Group, Vanguard, Verizon, Versace, Vevo, Viacom, CBS, Walmart, Warner Brothers, Warner Records, Wells Fargo, Wendy's, WeWork, Xbox, Yamaha Music USA, Yelp, YouTube, and Zoom. Now, I'm not telling you to boycott all these companies. It's your call, okay? When you have DHL and FedEx on there, but UPS apparently is not, okay, well then there's your choice. But when you've got T-Mobile, AT&T, and all of them on there, you've got to look at alternatives. Coca-Cola, if you go to a bar and you want a rum and Coke and they only have Coke, what are you going to do? You know, you can't, with this list as robust as it is, we can't boycott all of them, but we can be conscious of this list. And I'll put it up on social media. I won't put it on social media. I will not. I'll put it on my website. So you go to GrahamLedger.com. When the audio version of this program is up on GrahamLedger.com, just click on that and I'll make sure I stick all of these companies. Again, this is just a partial list, but we need to be armed with the truth. We need to be armed with the facts about critical race. Joining me now is patriot, concerned citizen, and current resident behind enemy lines in the formerly great state, Golden State of California, Harriet Reid. Harriet, I've gone through the foundation of critical race, and it's founded in Marxist principles, which are antithetical to who and what we are as Americans. And certainly it goes against what the Reverend Martin Luther King taught, where you're supposed to be judging people by the content of their character and not the color of their skin. But it appears to me that this whole notion of critical race is to be as divisive as possible, to shred internally our culture, our constitution, our law-abiding Americans on the tenets that whites hold all the power. And since whites created the law is bad. And this is just a major corrupting force that I think you would agree must be fought against.
You must fight it. And not only must we fight it for ourselves, but right now the push is to get this into K through 12. And I believe it is child abuse. I believe that children should not be left on the front lines to fight this fight alone. It's not their battle. Their minds are forming. And to put this type of poison in a child's mind really does, in my opinion, stunt their growth. I don't understand how you can expect them to grow up to be fearless and determined that they can do anything when you pit them against each other and you tell them that they are either victimized, oppressed, and will never make it, as they've done to Black people for years, or you tell them that they're responsible for the oppression or for whatever the ills of America are. And that's very unfair to a child.
You know, I grew up in San Francisco. I often talk about this, which is the racial, ethnic melting pot of really of the country. And we got along. We made fun of each other sometimes along ethnic lines, but we all got along. We didn't need to have some heavy hand of government say, hey, you must get along, and this is why you people are good and why you people are bad. What to you is the most insidious, most dangerous element or elements of critical race?
Honestly, it's a part that I'm not sure people understand goes along with critical race theory, which is the sexualization of children. In critical race theory, they actually start rolling out the different numbers of genders that are available to kindergartners, first graders. They teach them about masturbation and about other subjects that honestly even make me blush. I don't understand why they would start recruitment at such an early age, because that is what it is. And it really, it's something that disgusts me to the point that I don't see how everyone isn't up in arms. Some of the videos that I've seen where they explain to very young children about how they don't, the doctors made a mistake when they chose their gender, or they could have made a mistake, and it's up to you to choose. And they make it sound so reasonable and rational. And when you start giving some type of indoctrination as fact to children, that's extremely dangerous.
Yeah. You know, this is why it's so important. I tell my colleagues, I tell my friends, for example, with Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner, AKA Bruce Jenner, can call himself a woman all he wants, but he's still a he. And for the mainstream media and even elements like Fox News to write an entire article on Caitlyn Jenner and use the pronoun she is a mistake. At least it is to me as a practicing Christian. I know God made two genders, and God made you a male or a female. You can't change that. You have Y chromosomes and you have X chromosomes. You can do all the surgery in the world, but you're still either a male or a female.
I think that once we allow these types of things to be commonplace, every time we do that, they take it a step further. So I, for example, don't understand how you could accept race theory as a whole and also believe in God, because God said we were all created equal. But again, once you take that to one step, then you can go the next step, because we didn't say anything about the last step.
Right.
So we just keep letting it roll along as though there's nothing wrong. And I don't have a problem. Well, I have a problem, but I can tolerate a man dressing up as a woman. And, you know, I guess if he presents himself as a she, I can say she. However, that person is 18, they've made a decision, and that's between them and God. For a child, it's different. And I think growing up, what my parents would have taught me is that, okay, when you get 18, you can make that decision. But right now, while you're in my house and while you're a child, you're going to be the girl that you were born as. So I think we have to draw a line somewhere. And if you're not willing to draw it at kids, where are you going to draw it?
I always say it's the grandmother test. What would your grandmother say? What would your grandmother say if you were running around at the gym working out with a mask on? I know what my grandmother would do. She'd hit me upside the head with a wooden spoon. And the same thing with this gender nonsense. So how do folks fight back? Do we make sure that our voices are heard at the school board, but also make sure that we look at the curriculum? Because many times these school boards can say, oh, we're not teaching critical race, but they are in teaching critical race. They're infusing it in different elements, like in math or in science. They'll weave their ugly system into other areas of the curriculum. So what's the best way for people to stay ahead of this?
The first thing I would say is, if you're able at all, and maybe you got a small head start in this during the pandemic or scandemic, maybe you could just take your child out. I think that is the best thing. If you're able to do that, trust me, it really is what you should do. But if you can't, you do have rights, and you do have a right to see the curriculum. You have a right to, you should absolutely go and meet your teacher, your child's teacher. Make sure you always interview that teacher and understand how they plan to roll out culturally responsive instruction, which is another name they give critical race theory. Once they find out that you're onto the critical race theory, they just rebrand it as something else. So you need to make sure you understand about culturally responsive teaching, culturally responsive pedagogy, all these different terms they use. And they're all junk. but you do need to understand what training that teacher had and how they plan to implement it in the classroom. You can also ask for lesson plans. These aren't supposed to be a secret. So I would also, every day, I would talk to my child. I would ask them what happened in school today, what you learned, how it was presented. I would definitely make it a daily part of my child's after school life to discuss what happened in school.
Very important. Very important to be engaged now. The silent majority in this country can be silent no more. Everyone is a warrior. And the good people in California, and there are still a lot of good people in California, they need to stand up. Even if you don't have children, if you're a homeowner, your tax dollars are going to fund all this. You need to stand up for your tax dollars and how they're being used. And even if you're not a homeowner, 40 cents out of every dollar of sales tax or income tax is going to feed the beast. That is so-called public education in California. So it's very, very important to be engaged. Harriet, thank you very much, and keep fighting the good fight, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we fight back at all levels, and we certainly fight back at the governmental level. I would suggest that you take the advice, and that's get involved at the school board level, because that's where this is going down. And remember, if they say they're not teaching critical race, they're lying. You need to dive into the curriculum, because they can say they're not teaching, quote, critical race, but they can infuse it in various ways in nefarious activity in the school room, in the classroom, and you have to get involved. So once again, the other way we can get involved is to not patronize companies that are supporting Black Lives Matter and supporting critical race and supporting this absolute Marxist attack on our society. Here now the list, again, of the companies that you may want to consider avoiding. And I would avoid 23andMe 100% anyway, because I don't want to give anybody my DNA. I think it's a bad idea. Amazon, can you live without Amazon? Well, I think I can. I lived without Amazon for many, many years. Bank of America, you know, you got to look for alternatives, right? Don't drive a BMW. It's your call. Cadillac's on the list. I mean, it's a little bit disheartening to see all the people on this list and all the groups on this list, all the companies that you may go to CVS to go get your prescriptions filled. Maybe you watch on DirecTV. How do we get alternatives to that? Well, we do. You know, in this society right now, we do have alternatives to DirecTV. And you don't have to buy your shoes at Foot Locker. And you don't have to buy your domains through GoDaddy. They're all alternatives out there. And we know there are alternatives to Google, and we want to use DuckDuckGo. Although I've heard that DuckDuckGo is owned by Google. I don't know. I do know that they ostensibly try and protect your privacy. But the point is, there are alternatives out there. Are there alternatives to Lego? Some of these are just mind-boggling. Lucky Brand Jeans, sure. Ladies, Louis Vuitton, you really want to support them? It's your call. It is absolutely your call. But we know Mattel and Hasbro are trying to destroy the fabric of this company. So we know that we don't have to buy their games if we don't want NASCAR. Now, NASCAR is one of those things you want to be active on, in my opinion. You want to get on the phone and say, what in the hell are you people thinking? And that's what you can do with some of these. Nordstrom, obviously there are alternatives to that. But maybe you want to pick up the phone and tell Porsche that they need to get their act together. Or maybe you want to pick up the phone and tell Qualcomm that, hey, you're going to liquidate their stock. Or you want to pick up the phone or write an email to Salesforce.com and say, what are you thinking, you people? Get out of this now. Starbucks is a lost cause. And so is Target, by the way. But who knows? You know, maybe TikTok won't listen to you because they're out of China. Twitter is gone. We know that. Uber won't listen to you. No. Maybe they will. Maybe Under Armour will. Vanguard, again, that's a stockholder situation. I would hammer them hard in that arena. And Walmart's a little surprising. I think it's worth picking up the phone and telling, in particular, a company like Walmart, who supposedly, ostensibly, stands up for America, to stop it, knock it off. and stand for the United States Constitution and stand for individual liberty and individual salvation. And remember, all of these attacks, including critical race, including climate change, including open borders, etc., all of these are attacks on, yes, the very foundation of this republic, but it is a proxy attack as well on Christianity, because this country was founded on Christian principles. Some people like to say Judeo-Christian. It's a stretch. Obviously, Christianity is born of Judaism, but this country itself was based on Christian principles and settled by Christianity. Individual salvation, individual liberty infused all over our founding documents. And so this is an attack on the Constitution. CRT is critical race theory, but it's also an attack on Christianity. And we need to stand up to these heathens, these Marxists, who are attacking the very foundation of this country and the very foundation of who and what we are as Americans. It is Marxist critical race theory, and you need to be armed with the truth. So remember the truth, and that is, it is Marxist. It is born of Marxism. Critical race theory is born of Marxism, which is antithetical to the United States of America. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.